It was neither shame nor moral scruples that made me promise myself that I would be alone. I just know that I have been too uncritical in saying yes to far too many men, and a few women, and that has worn me down. I could not always recognize myself when I was kissing and making love to men I hardly knew. I also know that all of my escapades, adventures, and affairs have been destructive. I have stomped all over people's trust. I have lied. I have endangered my relationship with my children. What would have happened if they found out their mum was having sex with vast amounts of people? They would have loathed me, and that would have been too painful to bear. The day before I left for Rome, I was standing naked in front of the large mirror in the bathroom, looking at my pale body, and I promised myself that I would be keeping it to myself. I looked at the trimmed pubic hairs, which formed a narrow line from my stomach down to my pubic area. I put a hand over my breasts and shut my eyes a little bit. With my gaze slightly blurred, I could make myself appear like the goddess Venus in Botticelli's famous painting. My hand caressed the curve of my stomach and placed itself between my legs. I felt beautiful and afraid. The heart wants what it wants. As my favorite poet Emily Dickinson wrote, the words ring true to me, but it would have been more accurate if she had written, "The body wants what it wants." The heart, the doubtful and insecure heart, controls the body, and the body pushes me towards the many men whose bodies I have known.